as a servant of Christ. The things that I do, I'm doing in love, not to please myself, not to impress you, but rather to serve and obey Christ and do it out of love to you. There also could be bad fruit that's very obvious, things that are done out of our sinful nature, our sinful passions, our desires of the flesh. Now, I've said many times and say it again that none of us here have pure motivation, including me. None of us here have completely perfect fruit. But we can have good fruit. That's not the point of being perfect. God is not saying you have to have perfection. In fact, He's the one that brings that about in our lives. But we're talking about, in the main, I'm doing these things, they're coming out of my heart because I love Him, I want to obey and honor Christ. None of us, including me, are going to have complete and pure motivation. That is, they're called failures. There's a difference between a failure and practicing sin. You understand? Practicing sin is, God, I know that You say in Your Word that this is wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway. Ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. Not even You, God. That's a practice. If we're practicing sin, that is bad, rotten fruit. Good fruit is saying, God, I want to honor You. I want to obey You. Jesus said, if You love Me, You're going to obey My commands. Amen? He said, if You love Me, You're going to obey My commands. So Jesus, I want to honor You, I want to love You, and I want to serve others. I want to express out of love how to serve other people. So the things that I'm doing are good fruit because they're done in that way. And so Jesus says in verse 44, each tree is recognized by its own fruit. It's an interesting word here, the word recognize. It's the word gnosko, from which we get our word knowledge, right? And it means this: to know, to perceive, or to have knowledge of. Here's the thing. Watch this. I can't know you except for what you reveal to me. I can't know your heart. I can't judge your motivation. I can't judge what's going on inside of you. All I know is what you might reveal to me. Well, guess what? The fruit that we bear in our lives reveals what's going on in here. Thus, by our fruit, we are recognized. The tree is recognized by its fruit. See, we have a nation full of people, a world full of people. Many, if you were to ask them, say, oh, yes, I'm a Christian. Oh, yes, I believe in Jesus Christ. But if you truly examine not just that little word, that little phrase that they might say, but if you examine all of their words, you examine all of their actions, you examine all of their attitudes, guess what? You're going to find not good fruit, you're going to find a lot of rotten fruit. See, Jesus is not interested in you just talking the talk. Jesus is interested in you walking the walk. He wants to know if you have good fruit in your life. And so what He's saying is that your life, my life, is known, recognized by the fruit that's in it. It's that simple. Listen, it's that simple. You know, we love to dance around this issue. Oh, you know, yeah, I'm a Christian, you know, but, you know, man, I'm struggling with this sin issue. You know, you've been doing it all your life. And you've told God you're going to continue to do it, but you tell people, oh, I'm a Christian, and I'm struggling with this. You're not struggling with it. You're practicing it. Now, there's a difference between struggling with something, say, you know, I've committed my life to Christ and I'm really trying to overcome this, Pastor Tom. I don't want to do this anymore. But, you know, there's times I'm failing. That's a different story. But if you're just practicing it, brother, sister, we're deceived. That fruit is rotten. Ah, but there's good news. There's very good news. And here's, an example. You see, Jesus can take what is bad fruit, poisonous fruit to us, and He can turn it around. He can change us, transform us. Amen? He can change us and transform us from having bad, rotten fruit into having good fruit. Just recently, Glenn Beck, who is that radio personality, he went on vacation to a tropical island. And from his visit, he wrote an article because what he discovered on that tropical island, he discovered a tree that looked like an apple tree. But there was a sign on that tree, and it said, "Do not eat this fruit. If you eat this fruit, you will die." And there's a reason for that. It's because it's the machineel plant or tree. And though it has a fruit that looks like an apple and gets round and nice looking like an apple so that you want to go and pick it, if you eat that fruit, it's the third most poisonous tree in the world. It's so poisonous that you couldn't stand under that tree if it was raining, because if you stand under it and the rain drips off that tree and gets on your skin, it will cause burning and lesions on your skin. You can't burn that tree, because if you were to burn that tree and get the smoke in your eyes, it will blind you. Crazy, isn't it? Looks like an apple tree. Looks like it has apple fruit on it. But it's not. It's poisonous. It's a good thing they have that sign on it. Right? Amen? Problem in this world is there's a lot of things that don't have signs on them. And so, we break this down. Number one, Jesus wants us to understand that only a good heart, only a true follower of Christ who has a good heart is going to bring forth good fruit. A corrupt tree cannot bring forth good fruit. See, this is not an issue of being good or bad. You understand that? This is not an issue of being good or bad. It's an issue of being a good tree or a bad tree. And there's only one way to be a good tree, to have a good heart. A good heart or a heart becomes good by being transformed through the forgiveness and the grace of Jesus Christ. In Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, the Lord said to his people, who were very wicked people. The Israelites were very wicked people. Oh, I thought they were God's chosen people. They were. God chose them, but they were still very wicked. They disobeyed God, got involved with idolatry at every turn. They're not so different than us. Because in the main, we are pretty wicked people. Oh, Pastor Tom, I'm not a wicked person. Really? We could probably go through the law together and check off those things that you've broken. But I'm not going to embarrass you. Because, you see, I have to check them off too. I don't want to embarrass me. But in the main, we're like the Israelites, wicked people. And there's only one person who can change our wickedness. In Ezekiel 36, God says of his people, "I'm going to remove that heart of stone out of you and give you a heart of flesh." Isn't that a beautiful picture? You know, you have that heart in you that's like, it's just hard. And God says, "I'm going to take that heart of stone out of you and I'm going to give you a heart of flesh." What does that mean? It's a heart that is soft, that responds to the Spirit of God in our life. It responds to the Lord talking to us, drawing us, calling us on, leading us on, showing us what's wrong and what's right in our lives. Well, here in verse 43, Jesus says very clearly, no bad tree can bear good fruit. I've got to become not a better tree. You see my point? I'm not to become a better tree. I'm to become a good tree. Well, there's only one way that can happen. Only through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. He changes us from being corrupt and bad to being good. Not in and of ourselves, but because He lives in us. A corrupt heart cannot bear good fruit. So we must first deal with our heart. That's the issue. We must first deal with our heart. Not our works. Not our attitudes. Not our actions. Jesus, listen, Jesus is not interested in you trying to clean up your act. That's not what He's interested in. I was talking to somebody who was visiting here at the church, and they came out to our men's group for a couple times, and you know, I said, "Hey, you know, where are you at spiritually? What's God doing in your life? And you know, have you come to know Christ in your life?" And they said, "No, not yet. I'm not ready because I need to get my life together. I need to clean my act up." Guess what? If you have that understanding, it's going to be a long, long time for both you and me before we're ready for God. In fact, you can't clean yourself up enough to be acceptable. There's only one way that you can be acceptable to God by yourself. You want to know what it is? Be perfect. Be perfect. If you can be perfect, then you can be acceptable to God. But there's not a one of us that can be perfect, including me. Scripture says all of us have sinned and fall short of God's standards. All of us have fallen and sinned. And so, it's about yielding our heart to Christ. It's about letting Him remake us and change us by His grace. And out of that new good heart comes good fruit. Out of that new transformed heart comes good fruit. Good works, good attitudes, good actions, good words. Have you come to know Jesus the Messiah? Have you surrendered your life to Him? Have you become a good tree so that you have good fruit coming forth from your life? Only He can do it. And then you will bear good fruit in your life. Are you hearing Jesus today? Is He speaking to you about your need to be a good tree? Ephesians 5, 8 through 10 talks about the fact that in the past, we were once darkness, but God has made us into light. God has made us into a new light, a light for Him. And Kim Nichols is going to read that passage for us.
Charlene.
Charlene.
For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
Amen. Go back to verse 8 for me. I interrupted you.
For you were once darkness. Okay. And find out what pleases the Lord.
Amen. Go back to verse 8 for me. You were once darkness. It doesn't say that you once lived in darkness. You were once darkness in and of itself. You and I were evil. Without Jesus Christ, you and I are evil and sinful and lost. But now you are light in the Lord. You see, it's the same analogy, dark and light. Good tree, bad tree. God has taken us out of this darkness that I am and made us to be light. And so He asks us, live as children of light. Verse 9, let the fruit that is of the light be evident in your life. The fruit of light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Those are good works, good fruits that comes out of our life. And so number 2, we are to examine our lives. See what kind of fruit we are bearing, which reveals whether our hearts are corrupt or good. Good in nature, by purity of heart. Listen, this message requires some action. I'm here today to stir you up. If you're comfortable, I'm here to afflict you. Well, I didn't like the message the pastor said today. He really, he was really getting on our case. He was really picking at us. You're right. I'm here to afflict you if you're comfortable. I'm here to challenge you to look at your life. And I've already preached this sermon to myself. So this isn't that I'm coming at you. I'm coming at us. We need to examine our fruit. This is serious stuff. Jesus doesn't play games. He wants to know what's going on in your life, in my life. We are to examine our life. What kind of fruit are you bearing? What does it say about your heart? Verse 45, Jesus says, the good person brings good things out of the good stored up in their heart. And the evil person brings evil things out of the evil stored up in their heart. For out of the overflow of our heart, the mouth speaks. Boy, that's some serious stuff right there, isn't it? What's coming out of your mouth? What's coming out of my mouth? Are you checking what comes out of your mouth? What about your attitudes and your actions? You see, part of the problem is that we're so busy, we don't even take time to consider our own lives. We're so frenetic. We're so full of anxiety, full of noise, full of activity. We never slow down and take stock of what's going on in our lives. We run from work to home, to the sports, to the activities, to a second job, to school, and run back home, and run to the TV. Then we run to bed, and we get up, and we run to the shower, and we run off to work. We run all day long. And we never slow down to take time, take stock in ourselves. And that's why when we come here Sunday mornings, we don't get in a hurry. If you're new to this church and you're used to, 10:30, 12 o'clock on the dot, out the door, I'm sorry, you've come to the wrong church. I make no apology for it. Now, I am very much aware, and my wife helps me to remember this, that we have nursery workers back there, and some weeks we have children's church workers that are with those kids for, 30, 40, 45 minutes, and those of you who've been in nursery are making eyes at me, and I know it. If you've been, if you think it's, oh, Pastor, you don't need to worry about the length of the service, go as long as you want, okay? I want you to take a turn in the nursery. You got three or four kids, screaming kids, hanging off of you, pulling your nose and pulling your ears, and it's not coming out of their every orifice. You know what? You'll remember why Pastor Tom tries to be timely. But we need to take time to consider our lives. Let me ask you a question. Is Sunday morning when we take 30 seconds, a minute, to get quiet before God? Is that the only time in the week that you're getting quiet before God? Oh, Pastor, I hear you, man, but I'm busy. I've got things to do. I got to get up at 0:30, and I'm hitting the road, and I'm off to work. And I know. Listen, we can make every excuse in the book, but none of that changes it. Because, you see, nothing is going to bring about good fruit in your life except Jesus, who we must be connected to. 2 Corinthians 13:5 challenges us with this. Challenges us about examining ourselves. Colby Garrett will read that for us.
Examine yourselves to see whether you are in faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize Jesus Christ is in you, unless of course you fail the test.
Ouch. Examine yourself. Check to see if you are in the faith. Don't you know that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless you fail the test. We are to examine ourselves. Examine the fruit of our lives. What's going on in our lives? And I trust we're finding good fruit in our lives. Number three, and we'll wrap up with this. We must desire to have good hearts by abiding in Christ, for then and only then will the overflow of our lives be good fruit. We must desire to have good hearts. You see, it's really all about the heart. You see, because it really begins with a desire to have a good heart. And then that comes that recognition, Lord, I don't have a good heart. That we must all come to that place of recognizing our sinfulness, saying, God, I recognize I don't have a good heart here, but Lord, I want a good heart. So I am crying out to you in mercy. I am crying out for grace. Lord, I give myself to you. Please forgive me and transform me, make me new. Then we want to have good fruit born in our lives. And you say, God, I want to see good fruit born in my life. I want to see more and more and more. Well, there's only one way that happens once you start this walk with Christ, and that is to abide. To abide in Him. To live in Him. Walk with Him. Stay connected to Jesus through faith and obedience. And you see, then He produces the fruit in you and me. I bear it, but He produces it in you and me. We'll finish with John chapter 15. John chapter 15. This beautiful verse that talks about how we see that fruit born in our lives. And these are Jesus' words speaking to us And he says this, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a person remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. We have to come to Christ and we have to remain in him, abide in him, live in him. Day by day. Hour by hour. Minute by minute. And so we're going to do this in a quiet moment. We're going to close in a quiet time of prayer. And I want to challenge you, allow God's spotlight by His Spirit to shine into your life and ask Him, Lord, do I have rotten fruit? Or Lord, are you producing good fruit in me? And if you're finding that there's bad fruit, rotten fruit, then maybe you need to come make an altar of prayer and repentance before the Lord and cry out to Him this morning. You can feel free to do that as we pray if the Lord is speaking to you. Let's pray together in a quiet moment. Father God, thank you that you love us and you never come with condemnation, but Lord, you do come with expectation. And this morning, Lord, you have challenged us. You've called us to look at our lives, to check the fruit. Father, we're thankful for your mercy and your grace. Lord, we lay hold of that in our lives. We receive it. And we ask you, Lord, to continue to produce good fruit in us. Lord, we know apart from you, from your Son, Jesus Christ, we can do nothing. And so, Lord, we ask you, please, continue to change us. Continue to transform us. Lord, make us into the person you want us to be so that the fruit in our lives displays your goodness and your mercy. We want to do this, Lord, because we love you. We want to honor you. We want to obey you. Lord, do your work. Lord, if there's any among us that they know they need to give their life, they need to surrender their life to you, Lord, your word says today is the day of salvation. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. For today is the day of salvation. So, Lord, work in the middle of your people, I pray. Let's stand together. I want you to sing that chorus called Change My Heart, O God. Change my heart, O God, make it ever new. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I pray. Change my heart, O God. If you don't know the words, you can just listen along as a prayer to the Lord together. Let's pray. Let's sing. Change my heart, O God, make it ever new. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. Change my heart, O God. Change my heart, O God, make it ever new. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. You are the potter. You are the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me. Mold me and make me. is what I pray. Change my heart. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever new. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Father, thank you for your graciousness and your patience, your loving kindness towards us. Lord, cause us to have good fruit in our lives. I bless these people. Thank you for their patience, their attention to your word, Lord. Bless them. May we walk close with you throughout this week, day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment, abiding in Jesus. We bless you, Lord, and we praise you in his precious and holy name. Amen. Take time to greet each other. Guests, I'd love to see you at the door.